More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Last year, I don't know if you heard about broccoli coffee.
Yeah, one of those weird coffees. They make coffee out of a lot of things, like, you know, the turmeric and what else is there? The funny coffees that shouldn't be coffees.
Well, let me tell you, the next freaky coffee combo is cauliflower. Cauliflower latte.
Oh, great. Just what I want my coffee to smell like fart.
Yeah, it's not exactly the...
Can imagine they that coming towards you in the cafe. There's the brew, the
aroma. They say
it makes
it creamy. I don't know if it. It, well, I don't know if they're selling that.
They make it smell like fart.
The idea is to kind of combat... CSIRO came up with the veggie powder idea to combat veggie wastage.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, up the consumption of good nutritional
put it
stuff.
In a coffee, yeah.
Apparently, when they offered the cauliflower lattes at a recent exhibition over East, they couldn't keep up with demand. So apparently it's...
So they're good.
Yeah. Spinach and carrot powder could... likely be next, according to experts. You don't seem excited by that. And now they process the veggies into a powder, and then you could add it to all sorts of food to boost the nutritional value. Like, think like boosted bread or anything, really.
I'm thinking just put these in a smoothie.
Well, yeah, you could.
You know?
I mean, they're kind
I'd eat them in a smoothie, but I don't think I'd add it to my coffee.
Well, coffee's an odd choice, but they're kind of using it. You could fortify like pasta sauces and stuff. But what, you know what this gets round to?
Yeah.
It actually starts to remind me of how parents try to hide veggies for their kids.
Underneath like the lettuce or something.
Just chop it up really small and put it into pasta.
Yeah.
Like that's it. I think a lot of parents have tried that. And you know what? I think I'm okay with that. It's skating at Mandurah on the foreshore. Hi, Nikki, come on in.
Hello. It is cold down here. It's everything it should be. There's a lot of ice. There's a lot of beautiful lights down here. And we've got two of our lucky contestants, Jack and Jensen. They're about to go down the snow slide. Hi, boys. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Look, I think there might be a little bit of fear. This is a big slide.
So are you near the actual ice skating rink?
Yeah, we're right behind it. We're just across from Murphy's on the foreshore.
Uh-huh.
The slide kind of starts it all off, and then you've got the ice skating rink behind us. All undercover, by the way. The slide's undercover. Everything's undercover. So rain, hail or shine, you can definitely enjoy the winter festivities for the next few weeks.
You're not actually going down on your bum, are you? Like No,
you're in a... In like a biscuit.
Okay.
In an inner tube they put behind a boat.
Yeah, good.
A Tim Tam, what?
Yeah.
No, nothing like a Tim Tam. Not sure what Tim Tams you're eating.
Okay.
Anyway, so we've got the boys ready to go. We're going to give them a big push and they'll be the first two people down the snow slide. 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, slow start. Wow! And now they're flying. Look at the boys go. Have we got a thumbs up? There's smiles, there's giggles. They look pretty pleased with themselves.
I can kind of hear them very excited in the background. Now, look, that's all well and good. But I think we need you to maybe give it a crack as well, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Look, we're just getting my inner tube set up. Oh, God. It's tall.
So hang on, is it high?
Oh, I'm in.
Oh.
I'm in. It's pretty high. Okay. We're about to go down. Kids, out the way.
30 metres, is that
coming
right?
Through. Oh, dear.
Ready?
Oh, dear, we're going. My bum is against the floor. Oh,
oh. there's a phrase I never thought.
Winter is open.
Officially done. Nikki, second one down the slide at skating at Mandurah. Well, congratulations, winter's on. The RSPCA has slashed adoption fees in its current End Petlessness campaign, which goes till June 30.
That is...
So, like Sunday?
Sunday, yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they've got deals on cats, dogs, and even bigger animals too, where they've sorted lots of the fees.
Yeah.
So if you've got room in your house for a horse...
No, not in your house.
Not in your house. You don't keep horses in houses?
No.
Okay.
Well, unless you want to clean up their poop. give you the chip. It's a big job
tell
if
you
it's
what,
inside.
Literally. Kids are bad enough. Yeah.
What?
All right.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Here she is. She's like our own Richard Wilkins.
Oh,
Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. I'm not sure if it's a compliment.
But with less work in the face, I think it's clear to say.
And a bit more hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, the rebooted Charlie's Angels trailer is out.
Ooh.
The 2019 cast includes Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balinski as the iconic Angel trio, with director Elizabeth Banks starring as Bosley and Sir Patrick Stewart making an appearance. A brand new unreleased song from Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey plays in the background throughout the clip.
Welcome to the Townsend Agency. We exist because traditional law enforcement can't keep up.
I don't like that, boy.
You guys are like lady spies. Bane's former MI6.
Oh, God. What did you do to Sven?
I compressed his carotid and deoxygenated his brainstem.
Well, that sounds painful.
Don't worry. He's going to wake up.
Unless he doesn't.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey. Nice. Lady Spies. Oh, Lady Spies. Is about the only inconvenient bit of there that I think is a bit awkward.
Yeah. Look, it looks really great. And I just hope it's as good as the noughties Charlie's Angels because yeah. They were some of my favourite movies ever. The reboot is due out in November. Now, Ed Sheeran has released the third single from his upcoming Number 6 Collaborations project. Mm-hmm. In this one, he teams up with Khalid for the song called Beautiful People. Beautiful people.
Sounds very Ed. I like it.
Yeah, I love it. It's going to be a number one again. And Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have confirmed they will marry at the end of the year. The pair have said to have finally set a date for their wedding and have revealed it will be a small and intimate ceremony with just close friends and family.
Just a couple of thousand people.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.